Hello, the internet. My name is Nick Fillingham. I'm here with Brian Saffler from the Windows Live team. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Nick.
Welcome to Channel 9.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Now, exciting news for you guys. As of today, Windows Live Essentials Wave 4 RTW.
Yes.
Released to the web.
Released to the web.
So the final bit. So we're out of beta. This is it. This is the final version.
Yes.
And it is available for free to download over the intertubes.
Certainly is.
As of right now.
As of right now.
And the Channel 9 audience will have seen some demos of the Windows Live Wave 4 Essentials beta apps. And we've talked about in the past on Channel 9 with your colleague Jamie Cannon.
Yep.
But now it's RTW. We thought we'd have another quick look at some of the really cool new features in Wave 4. There's a few elements to it. We're going to start with Gallery. Is that right? No, Messenger.
Messenger.
Let's have a look at Messenger.
Fantastic. So
yeah, I was going to say, let's look at the kind of the new features. What's kind of new? What haven't we really seen yet?
Sure. So as when you saw with Jamie, we kind of walked through a whole bunch of different things. There's really a lot of different pieces to this essential suite.
Okay.
And so when we think about it, Messenger, which is what we're going to start with, is really the most meaningful way to stay in touch with the people that matter most in your life.
It's also probably the oldest product out of the suite, is that right?
One of them, for sure. And it's definitely the one of the ones that we kind of drive with because it has the most adoption.
Sure.
So it roughly has 350 million users and then some.
That's
that
a
worldwide.
Lot.
Yes.
Okay, let's start there.
Great. So what we're looking at right now is the new Windows Live social feed.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of Messenger, and actually what this is helping me do is really see all the things that are going on in my social networks, whether that's my MySpace, my Facebook, my Windows Live account, and the list goes on and on. I can add social networks to this place. So instead of having to go and waste time going to each individual social network, I can actually just log into my Messenger account and see everything that's going on, and particularly with the people that matter most in my life. So, for example, I have a lot of friends that I put in my favorites
list. Let's say you have a lot of friends.
I have a lot of friends. I hope I have a lot of friends.
Right.
I'm able to see their updates more frequently than the people that I don't communicate with, and Messenger's smart enough to kind of realize that.
Sure.
The other thing that we've added new in this release, specifically for the RTW, is the ability to chat with your friends and family over Facebook from Messenger.
Yep, we got a sneak peek of that with Jamie.
Very exciting.
Very cool.
And those are kind of the new things that we've been really working on, and of course between the beta and the release we've been doing a lot of bug fixes to make sure it's really stable and really strong, so when you get on here you just have an excellent experience.
Cool.
So that's Messenger.
All right.
We'll go on to the new thing within Photo Gallery, and you might have seen some of this with Jamie before, but we'll kind of touch on it again. Some of the stuff that we've added within Photo Gallery is just really cleaning up the experience. And what I mean by that is, you've seen before, and we'll kind of expand this to the full screen, when we go to the Find tab, and Jamie kind of talked about the ability to really find the photos that you care about, going from your million and one photos to find that one in a million.
Sure.
Doing stuff like this is so simple because we've added what we now call hover preview. So the ability for me to hover over a face that's in my Find tab of all the people I know, and at a glance, just instantly, it pops up all the photos that are tagged to that people or that individual. And for example, if I haven't tagged someone, Photo Gallery recognizes, hey, I think I know who this is, it's going to suggest some tags for me.
So let's just quickly just pause on the tagging then. So I've got my bunch of photos. Mm-hmm. I haven't tagged anyone yet. I have to kind of start the process, is that correct, and manually tag some people?
Think of it like training a little dog.
Okay.
When you first get Photo Gallery, it's like a brand new puppy.
Okay.
It needs to learn. And so when you first start tagging, it helps if you tag roughly 10 to 15 to 20 of photos of an individual person.
Sure.
Before Photo Gallery starts to really realize who that person is.
Okay.
And then it starts, as you add more photos, no matter how many you add, it's going to recognize that person and just get smarter.
So there's a learning process, obviously.
Yep.
You start, and then it kind of realizes and runs off with you.
Exactly.
Runs off for you.
So you can imagine the more photos you have, when you start to get into that 1,000 range, which the average person has over 1,000 photos on their computer,
yep.
You can start to see how powerful that could really become.
Yep, a lot of time saving. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. The other thing, on the same lines, if you think about it, is also hover preview on pictures. So
okay.
If I want to see, you know, if I shrink this down a little bit, and we're going to show you, I don't need details, but we kind of zoom this out, and I have all these little pictures because I want to see all my gallery at a link.
Sure.
I can just mouse over an individual photo and kind of see a nice one-up view of that without ever having to go into a single view of that photo.
That's great.
So it makes just scanning through your photos at a glance really quick and easy.
Cool.
So that's another piece of the new stuff that we've added. And so last time when you were talking with Jamie, you mentioned a little bit of Photo Fuse, Panoramic Stitch, some of the editing features that we have in here.
Right.
And between the beta and RTW, we've done a lot of work behind the scenes just to make that just a really kick-ass experience.
Cool.
Can I say that?
You can say whatever you want. It's Channel 9.
I love it. Well, it's just a fantastic experience.
Great.
It's a lot faster, a lot smoother, and we've done a lot of work on the same side to also help with sharing. So our partners like YouTube and our new partner like Incubook, which is a photo book manufacturer, we've done a lot of work to make sure that those experiences sharing to the places you want are phenomenal.
I think a lot of Channel 9 viewers will be very excited to see photo views in the RTW product. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are Niners out there that will remember the MSR project when it was called Group Shot.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the technical demo, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago now, and people kind of seeing that and going, wow, that's crazy, and kind of here it is now.
Something you might not have seen before.
Yep.
When we were talking about photo views last time, it's great to be able to make a perfect photo of a team, but have you ever actually seen this, the ability to take things out of a photo? Which is actually the other purpose of photo views.
Okay.
So we'll zoom in on this real quick.
So when you say, I don't like her anymore, she's not my friend, you can take her out of a photo?
In a way, you can actually.
Really?
You could.
Let's do it.
Well, we'll show you what's going on here. So this is a team. It's a great team shot of a couple soccer girls. They're going to be trying to get this for their final poster they're going to put up on the wall, but unfortunately, you see some people in the background.
Right.
And if we kind of go from picture to picture, you notice there's still people in the background. We can't get rid of them.
Okay.
And so how do we remove them from the photo and get one perfect shot?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with photo fuse. It takes multiple parts of the photo and puts them together. So all we got to do is kind of jump back to the actual photos themselves, select the ones that we want to create a photo fuse out of. And just like we did with the one where we went camping, you remember that with the Feldmans? This is a great example of where we can actually remove things from the photo that we want that to make that perfect shot.
Okay.
So we'll show you what that looks like. And this is a phenomenal technology. I have so much fun playing with it. So here's the photo, and it's using facial detection and recognition to give me a place to start with. But because we want to remove the people in the background, watch how easy this is. So I simply grab the spot in the photo that I want to remove, select the option, and Photo Fuse will do the rest for me. And just with two clicks, literally, I can get the perfect team shot, just like that.
That's great.
Simple.
Very cool. Nice.
And did you guys see Retouch last time?
I don't know if we did. Let's have a quick look at it.
Retouch is fun. It's like a blemish remover if you think about it.
Okay.
See the soccer ball in the background? If
yep.
we want to remove that, all we have to do is just mouse over it. And it literally is going to go around it, and better than the human eye, remove it from sight.
And so what's happening? So I assume some kind of algorithm is looking at all the different colors and
yep.
the textures around that space and then trying to fill it in. Is that how it works?
Exactly. If you think of the way a human would do it in Photoshop, for example, they'll take a patch
yep.
and they'll try to fill in another patch and try to blend over it and use different tools to do that. It's a time-consuming process. Here, PhotoGallery, because it has the ability of using multiple calculations at any given time using the processor here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks around that part of the photo and finds the best patch and then blends and meshes it in to actually make it look like it never was there to begin with.
Very
better
cool.
than the human eye.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's PhotoGallery.
Great.
That's the new stuff. Next, we'll kind of talk about Movie Maker. And you guys didn't really see this last time, but Movie Maker is a phenomenal tool. In fact, it's the easiest way to make a movie, period.
Okay.
What I like to say is any work that I do in PhotoGallery, it gets translated to the rest of the suite. And Movie Maker is a great example of that. So what I have here is I have some photos of my friend's family over the last year, and they've asked me to composite them into a kind of like a year in the life. So I put them into a single folder. I've done some captions, some tagging. I've named who's in here. There's some geotags because of the photos that I took. But I want to make a movie, right? So how do we do that? We have the ability to just select all and go right to the Create tab. And this is from within PhotoGallery. There's a button here called Movie. And what this is going to do is open in a new project for Movie Maker, and I'll blow this up so you can see a little better. In a new project for Movie Maker, it just takes those photos and brings them in, and that's because Movie Maker and PhotoGallery are part of the same suite of software. Makes it really easy. So here's my photos. They're all put together, but to really make a movie look professional, you got to have some transitions, some titles, and effects. Well, what we've added in Movie Maker to make it really easy for you is what we call Auto Movie Themes. And it's simple. With a touch of a button, and it's going to ask if I'd like to add some music, so we'll just do this one. With a touch of a button, I've added transitions, titles, effects, content, even a song, without me having to do anything. And as you can see, it put it all together. It has a nice little transition in the beginning, very kind of modern. And you have multiple themes to choose from, and you can go back in and make edits. If you want at any given time, I can add more photos and videos. Say, for example, I want a video here that I can put in there. If I even wanted to, one of the cool new features is to add some webcam video. I can do that as well. So I have a webcam set up. I can kind of look at this and go, hi, and we can just record like 2 seconds of video. And say, for example, you're wanting to record a narration over top, you can do that as well. And
sure.
The moment I click stop, it's going to ask me to save it. And then it puts it right in there. If you haven't seen this before, the ability, just like you saw auto preview and the auto hover over, we do a very similar thing where you can just mouse over different effects and you can add that not just to photos but to videos as well. And it's really fast and powerful. Keep in mind, I'm doing this on a laptop.
Yeah.
You can see the power this gets, and
that's
it's
great.
Just really easy to use. So I have that in there. If if, for example, we're watching this video and I really like the part where he's at the top of the skate ramp right there and I want to take a snapshot of that because I like it a lot, I can grab a snapshot of that individual photo and I can move that photo anywhere I want. So you can see, here's that photo I just took. And so you can start to get this really cool thing coming out of your movies. Even on the editing front, it's really simple. If I go into my video tools, there's this trim tool, which has these grandma-sized trim bars that I can just drag back and forth and kind of see a preview where I want to start and stop my movie. And when I find that spot, I can preview to see what it looks like and then save the trim. It's just really easy to kind of get done. But the funnest part that I always like to show is you noticed how every once in a while you would see a caption come in, for example, like that. That's actually taking from the metadata that's in the photos and videos that came from Photo Gallery. I didn't have to type any of that in. It's just smart like that. So if we go all the way to the end, I'll show you the benefit of doing work in Photo Gallery. Because I'm signed in, if you look in the upper right, because I'm signed in to Movie Maker, when I click play, it knows who directed my video.
Nice.
So nice little touch thanks to the director right there. It also, because of the facial recognition tags I did, knows who's starring in my video.
Very cool.
Again, I didn't have to do any of that. And then finally, because I took these photos with a camera that has geolocation in them, it knows where they were filmed. And so just nice little touches that other applications don't think about, and we try to put in the fine details of when it comes to
and taking advantage of all that great metadata that, you know, you've spent the time adding that to the photos. Mm-hmm. You want to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, when you want to share it, we have a lot of options. You can share it online to places like SkyDrive, Facebook, YouTube. If you didn't see anything you like on here, you can add plugins to places like Vimeo. But we're also one of the only applications that allow you to actually save your movie in high definition 1080p.
Great.
So you want to burn this and watch it on your 60-inch plasma screen TV like this awesome TV back here.
Yeah.
Perfect for that.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So that's Movie Maker.
Fantastic.
Close this down. The next product that is in the wave of Windows Live coming out with the RTW is Windows Live Mail. And this is really the client application we like to think about when it comes to reading your online web mail. Let me open up that. So when you think of this, it kind of to us is like a free version of Outlook. Outlook really is the lead dog application for all of our email clients. But we look at this as the best way to read your web email offline.
Right.
So the thing to keep in mind is Windows Live Mail is not an email service like Hotmail or Gmail. It is solely a client that is used to read your mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of the same tools and features that you find in its bigger brother Outlook, but available here and again for free with Windows Live Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the new stuff that we've added in here, again, is just a lot of back-end stuff, just stability to make sure that when you load in your Live account, it works great. When you load in your Gmail account, it works great. Anything that's a POP3 or IMAP account, it works great in here. If you haven't seen it before, just some of the stuff we've done around photo mail. You can watch the video with Jamie that shows us this really great application.
We saw that. Yep, great stuff.
And really, the thing here that is new with this is just the integration across the suite, just really keeping everything nice and steady, making sure that everything's stable, and when you use it, you don't see any errors.
Great.
The next application that we'll kind of touch on is Windows Live Writer. And Writer is one of my favorite applications. It's actually not the most well-known application in Windows Live Essentials, but it's one of the most powerful and fun applications to play with.
I think it's the unsung hero of the
Live Essentials suite. A lot of people who have complaints about Microsoft will again and again come back to Windows Live Writer and just say, I love it. And it's really just because it is the most powerful blogging tool on the market.
Or they'll freak out when you tell them it's a Microsoft product.
They will.
You say, hey, how do you like, you know, Windows Live Writer? And they're like, huh, what? Yeah, it's a Microsoft product.
Yeah.
They don't know.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Well, it's good and it's bad. I wish more people knew about it because it's fantastic.
It's a great tool.
So what we'll kind of look at today is just the ability write up. Did you guys go over this with Jamie?
I don't think we did. Let's have a look at it.
Great. So when we're talking about Windows Live Writer, again, it really helps you do three things. First and foremost, it helps you write a blog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's here for. The second thing is it works just like Word or works like any other application where you have the ability to edit the text that's in line. It uses WYSIWYG editing, which is what you see is what you get. So the ability to kind of drag things around, move them how you want. You don't have to know HTML code to write a blog, which is great. And the last thing is it helps you to share to pretty much every major blog on the market. Blogger, WordPress, Typepad, doesn't matter. It's all right here. And so as you can see, I've already built kind of a blog ready to go. Check out the new Windows Live Essentials. Download at download.live.com. I think I'm ready to go. I've used my spell checker to make sure everything's good in here. I've laid out the blog just the way I want it. So I have the ability right here to kind of set a category. And because I've done this before, I have some categories already lined up. So this, of course, is going to be under entertainment or computers and internet. So I'll just
type on
that.
Is that a tag or is that a subdirectory of your blog?
These are tags,
That
allow people to search for your blog in the future.
Sure.
So I've added categories, so I'll close that down. The other thing is I can also set a post date. So say, for example, we're writing this. It's like 11 o'clock at night, but really I don't want this to go out till 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Sure.
Because it's so late, I feel like sleeping in, I don't really want to wake up. I have the ability to actually set a post date and then click publish. And what that's going to do is actually publish the blog, but keep it hidden until the post date arrives.
Great.
Which is fantastic. That way I don't have to ever worry about just waking up and making sure I'm the first one online.
And what's happening there is Windows Live Writer itself holding back the post, or is it actually publishing it to the service with a note to say, don't actually go public until this date?
That.
So it's kind of dependent on the service itself.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
So that's kind of like real quick glance at what's going on with Writer.
Great.
Coming out in RTW. The other kind of service that we really want to talk about today is Windows Live Mesh.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of talk about the difference between Windows Live Mesh and Windows Live Sync. And there's been kind of some confusion as to what really it is going forward.
Sure.
So I'm here to clarify that today.
Good. So let's clarify the first thing, which is the name.
The name.
It's going to be called
Windows Live Mesh.
Mesh. Now, as part of the Wave 4 beta, you guys played around with changing the name to Windows Live Sync.
Yes.
But you've changed that?
Yes. It's now back to Mesh.
Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded. Windows Live Mesh going forward.
Now, is this the RTM of Windows Live Mesh? Because I think people that are familiar with the technical preview,
yes.
How does that work with Mesh?
So it's interesting. We had two products going forward. And what you'll notice actually is right now I'm running Windows Live Sync beta.
Okay.
And we're running the RTM bits that will be available, will be coming up shortly. I don't have that quite on this computer yet.
Okay.
So the difference that we're really talking about today is Windows Live Mesh was its own platform. So was Windows Live Sync. We tried to bring them together with the same team to create one consistent product going forward.
Okay.
We renamed it Windows Live Sync just to be under the Sync brand with Windows Live. But a lot of the feedback we've been hearing, especially from our consumers, is that they love the Mesh brand. They love the 5 gigabytes of online storage. And so with the new Mesh going forward, when we RTW, we will have Windows Live Mesh with the 5 gigabytes of online storage with your SkyDrive account, and that will be the process going forward. Otherwise, you're going to see a lot of the same great functionality that was in the new beta product that was available. Stuff like the ability to synchronize multiple folders and files across as many computers as you really want to log into. The ability to remote desktop into any signed-in Windows Live ID account that you have set up. So just those things are readily available, and then the ability to share folders up to SkyDrive as well. So
the change from beta to RTW with regards to Mesh is we've gone back to the original name, and that's confirmed, and the file size allocation, the allowance, has been brought back up to 5 gigs.
Yes.
Up to 5 gigs. Which I think the Channel 9 community would be very happy about, because I think there was some feedback there they didn't think 2 gigs was enough.
Yeah.
So back to 5. That's great. And do you know, is the individual file restriction still at about 50 megs?
Is that right?
Okay, cool.
It is.
Very good. All right. Well, that's awesome. So just to clarify, when the Wave 4 bits go live, which is technically today, the day you'll see this video, is that also the RTM bits of Mesh?
Yes.
It is?
It is.
Okay, so Mesh is finally going final version, full version.
Full version.
With
full
Wave
ahead.
4.
Well, full version, full ahead with Wave 4, absolutely.
And what we hope to get some time with the Windows Live Mesh engineering team soon to talk about some of the best practices from migration. I know we covered that with Jamie in the video back in June.
Yep.
We want to go over that one more time now that we actually are finally at RTM.
Sounds
cool. What else? Is that the end?
Well, we have one more product.
Okay.
It's kind of like the quiet product of the group, but it's family safety.
Okay.
And it's not really so much a demo here, but it actually comes with Windows Live Essentials, and we'll kind of talk to it today.
Okay.
Family Safety is a product that allows you to monitor from a single computer multiple computers and multiple Windows Live IDs. So say, for example, you're a parent, you have 3 children, the ability, and they're obviously different age, most likely, the ability to monitor and set permissions across... Unless you're Octomom.
Or Kate...
And
whatever her name is.
In that case, you might love a child more than another child.
Which is true.
Which, still, you could use some of the different permissions.
But the assumption is here that I have 3 children of different ages.
Say, for example, we have an 18-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Okay.
So an 18, a 15, and a 9, each one pretty much is in a different stage of their life. you would assume they have different freedoms. So the ability with family safety to set different permissions at different levels for different computers, all from one location, is really the advantage of this. And there's other applications that offer this for, you know, paid versions that you can purchase into. But really, the benefit of family safety is it's free. Comes with these other great applications. You know it's from Microsoft, so you can trust it. It's very safe. It's very secure. The ability for any of your children who maybe have a request to see a website, or maybe they want to use an application that you've kind of blocked, they can send a permission right to the computer that you're using if you're signing in with your Windows Live ID, so you don't have to go to their computer and play with it. There's just a lot of positiveness behind that. The other thing that we really love about family safety is the ability for you to set on-the-fly permissions. So, for example, I want my child to be on the internet only from 7 to 8 p.m. at night, or play this video game from 4 to 6 p.m. You can set that right from family safety.
And how does this differentiate from some of the parental kind of control features that are built into Windows 7 and Windows Vista as well?
It just amplifies
them. It's a supplement to
it. It's a supplement, okay. Really. It builds upon the security and the firewalls and all the security details that go into really keeping your family safe within Windows 7. And it's not meant to replace it. It's just meant to be in addition to it to amplify the message and really help keep your family safe online.
Fantastic. All right, so let's talk about availability. So obviously Windows 7.
Yep.
Windows Vista.
Windows Vista.
And do we have support for XP?
It will not be supported. The new Windows Live Wave 4 will not be supported on Windows XP.
Okay.
And the caveat on Vista is that you must be on SP2.
Okay. So you should have your latest service packs anyway.
Yep.
So Windows Vista Service Pack 2 or obviously Windows 7.
That's correct.
Windows XP, might be time to think about getting a new OS.
You know, it's been 10 years.
It has been a while.
It has been a while. It's a great operating system. I loved it. But there's so much goodness in Windows 7. And just when you think about it, all the new technologies that really go into making this applications or these applications what they really are, they need to take advantage of a newer operating system that has the architecture to take it to that next level. Windows XP, unfortunately, doesn't have that. And so really, when you think about what's the future, it's really just getting on the newest and greatest stuff. And Windows Live Wave 4 works best on a Windows 7 machine.
Good to know. And, of course, completely free.
Completely free.
Completely free. Now, are there any geographic restrictions in terms of which countries can or cannot download at RTW? Is there a rollout, or is it everyone from day one?
At RTW, the applications will be available in all major languages.
Okay.
You can find that on the download.live site.
Okay.
If you have any questions or caveats, there's whole support links to be able to get that. But we'll also be working with all our OEM partners to be able to ship at holiday time frame. Most likely, we will be rolling out all of Wave 4, as you'll start to see if you buy a new computer in the spring time frame. But again, if you have Windows Live Wave 3 on your computer and you're able to upgrade to Windows Live Wave 4, we'll just ping you a nice little notice and ask you to upgrade right there.
Fantastic. And you just mentioned the URL. We'll do it one more time. It's download.live.com?
Download.live.com.
Download.live.com. Completely free. Windows Live Wave 4. Now, Niners out there, if you have any questions about Windows Live Wave 4, any of the Windows Live individual products, or any additional stuff you'd like to know or see about Windows Live, please let us know. Brian, can you stick around and kind of answer some comments for us in the Channel 9 forums?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. And we'll see you all again. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Nick.
Cheers.